Episode 676, Strong at Any Age.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. I hope you are ready for an incredible day. It's Power Pack Wednesday, and yes, we're talking fitness today. We are going to raise and elevate your health, your life, where you're headed, so you can get the energy that you need to go out and perform as an awesome woman, as an incredible wife, as an endearing mother. You are going to be able to do what God created you to do today, but we got to focus a little bit on you. Yes, your health. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted that you are here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to keep your life simpler, finding the simple in every day. And we're definitely going to find the simple today in fitness, strong at any age. A couple domestic beauties, though, we have to get out of the way. It's kind of important just to say. Number one, My Strength Is My Story is live November 17th of 2016. Mark your calendars. You want to be there. And no, I'm not going to tell you who the first guest is. You'll just have to be paying attention. And you can even sign up for the Kisses newsletter because you might get a sneak preview of it. Oh yes, I'm going to give you a little teaser. Hopefully I'll be able to get you all that too. With that being said, also, if you are interested in possibly being a guest, maybe you have a story that you want to share and you think it would truly impact those and you don't have a platform or you don't know how to go about it, reach out to me. Click on the link, My Strength Is My Story, and you can fill out that little form. It's very simple. Also, if you have guest recommendations, that is another place. Click on the link and you can include that information saying, oh, I have this guest. I think she would be or he would be perfect for Create Your Now, My Strength Is My Story. Woo, now that we have all of that out of the way, it is a power pack day. I bet your week has been full of just total awesomeness. I know it is because you are a woman of impact. And that means you have to be strong every day at any age. Have you thought about that lately? No, we haven't because I don't know about you, but my schedule kind of gets ahead of me. And I'm like, whoa, can I pull back just a little bit? And now with the holidays around the corner, I'm thinking, talk about needing extra hair color. Oh, I am so there. I already have my appointments made. Oh, I do. You know, you got to take care of those whites. If I'm just, you know, I'm just saying those whites and grays. Oh, we got to cover them up. I'm just saying. So with that being said, we got to jump into strong at any age because it really is important for us to maintain our health, our well-being. And if we're not taking care of ourselves, there is no way on this earth we can serve as Christ has called us to serve. We can't fulfill his dreams for us. And I guarantee you, his dreams for us are much bigger than your own dreams for yourself. They are. But sometimes we have to get out of the way. And one way that we get out of the way is to remain strong at any age. If you want to excel in your life and be strong at any age, you must include intentional movement. You knew I was going to talk about fitness, didn't you? You knew that was coming. And this isn't something new. It's not. We have talked about this multiple times, but it's something that, especially with the new year approaching us, we need to be reminded again. And why wait till the new year? Start now. Last week we were talking about what? Fuel your day, fill up, elevate life. And now we're talking about strong at any age. I don't care if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And if you're listening at 90s, praise the Lord. That is so awesome. I want to hear specifically from you. If you're 90 and listening to this podcast, send me an email, christiane@createyournow.com. I want to hear from you. I'm serious because I just think that's awesome. My grandmother lived into her 90s and I want to celebrate that with you. God does great things in our lives. And as we continue to get older, it's awesome. But we can be strong at any age. And we need to be doing this not only for ourselves, but for our family members. And we need to let it reach out to our friends too. I thought I had it all figured out way back when. I did. You know, growing up, I never had to worry much about, you know, being overweight or, you know, regarding my weight growing up. I just didn't have that problem. In fact, I was nicknamed Garbage Mouth. I could eat anything I wanted. Anything. Nowadays, oh, that's so not the case. I have to be so careful in everything that I do and what goes into this body. Then I got married, and then I had children. Oh, yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I was either pregnant or nursing for 10 years. And boy, did my body, it started saying, whoa, I don't know that I can handle this. And it started to make some adjustments. It had its own shifts, and most of them not so good. There was no way I could release all the weight. Every time I got pregnant, I would lose a little bit of weight, you know, after the pregnancy. But when I was nursing, I never lost the weight. I mean, for those of you who are blessed to being able to nurse and lose weight like they say you are, oh, that was so not my body, okay? I was the milking cow, literally. I could pump in one sitting 16 to 18 ounces. I know that sounds like totally not possible, but that's just how God made me. But that became a problem. For me personally, not for my children. I mean, they ate awesome. But for me, it did, because by the time I had my fifth child, after, you know, kind of settling down and after no longer nursing him, I was still over 210 pounds. Yeah, that's a lot of weight to have on this little short body of mine. You want to be strong at any age. Yet I thought I had it all figured out. I didn't, and I don't. Well, I didn't. I do now, because I figured out what works for my body. Not for what everybody else says out there in the world that, oh, you need to do this because this is what works. I had to figure out what worked for me. A lot of times we're sitting there trying to be healthy for convenience. It's about being conveniently healthy so you can be strong at any age. You got to reverse that a little bit. We got to remain healthy. We can't wait for our tornadoes in life to lead us down the path of, oh, wait, now it's time for you to get healthy. Now you should be thinking of this, because sometimes it's too late. I had that tornado in my life, the wake-up call that said, Christiane, you got to do something. And one part of it is your body. God kept trying to throw me red flags, but I wasn't listening. I didn't catch it. Maybe you're listening now, and this is your third or fourth time, and you got this tug within you saying, hey, I'm talking to you. Are you listening? And that means not me talking to you. That tug is God talking. He's pulling you from the inside out. He's saying, are you listening? Do you got this? Because a lot of times we do. We try to live for convenience. Are you making your health a priority today? Are you really living a healthy life? So that if you're older right now, you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and you're up there with your grandchildren or could be grandchildren eventually, that would allow you, by being healthy, you could go and chase after them and run and have fun with them. But oh no, maybe you're putting it off. Oh, it's just not my time. It's okay. I can still eat whatever I want. I'm okay with these extra 25, 30 pounds on this body. Sometimes we are healthy so that we can lose those 30 pounds to look hot in that summer bikini. And then we do whatever we want with the rest of the year. We eat the pastas, the carbs, the cakes, the pies. We eat as much, you know, even those smoothies that we make. Sometimes those smoothies are full as of much sugar as we put in there. We think it's healthy, but it can contain as many carbs as a serving of pasta. If you don't believe me, go calculate it. So what do you do for the rest of the year? Do you lose weight for your convenience because it fits into your schedule? Because you have a deadline, a wedding, a special occasion? You just want to look good? Or are you truly committed to having a healthy lifestyle? Now, that doesn't mean that you can't indulge once in a while. That doesn't mean we indulge in those wonderful, fabulous root beer floats that I used to love all the time. I cannot remember the last time I've had a fabulous root beer float. But I don't live for convenience anymore. So here's a revelation for you. Your body is a temple of God. God resides within you. Don't you think he deserves a nice home? It's not about the house you have now, the car you drive. It's about taking care of the house you live in, your body. Jim Rohn said this, take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. Where are you living now? Could you be homeless in the next 6 months? Think about that seriously. That may sound harsh, but sometimes what we put in our body and how we are treating our body physically, well, yeah, maybe we should be homeless in 6 months. We need to be taking care of the body that God has given us. Are you treating your body with love and respect? What God desires for you? I want you to have a healthy body. I want you to create a healthy lifestyle. And so I want to help you today. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Multitask training. Oh, I said the word multitask. Yes, it is for real. Well, sort of it is, yes. And in this regard, it is for real. Multitask training. It has three steps to it. Are you ready? Let's break it down. Number one, form, function, and focus. The fundamentals. Why are you doing what you're doing when you're doing it? Do you know why you're exercising if you're currently exercising now? Do you know how it's benefiting or not benefiting your body? Have you been doing the same thing over and over and over again? Because guess what? Your body is so amazing. It adapts quickly. And if you're like, gosh, yeah, I've been working out forever. But then all of a sudden, I don't know, I just keep doing it. But I can't lose those last 10 pounds because your body has adapted. It's smarter than you are. And that's brilliant. Why? Because God created us that way. That means we don't have to sit there and tell our heart to beat. We don't have to sit there and pump our own blood and literally tell our body, don't you think you should be sending blood down my leg right now? You need to send it to this artery. Make sure it goes into this vein. Is it reaching all the way to the toes, all the way up to the nose? It doesn't work that way. God has created this magnificent body that works all on its own, but it's up to you as the owner to take care of it. Form, function, and focus. Why are you doing what you're doing when you're doing it? Number two, I call it the 2x2 combo. For two actions, you get two results. So what you want to do is when you're actually exercising and working out, you don't want to just work a muscle. Because do you know how long you'll be there working all your muscles? It's going to take you a really long time. And do you really think you have 5 or 6 hours a day? You're not a full-time bodybuilder. Think about a bodybuilder. A bodybuilder's job is to what? Strictly build muscle. They want to get big, right? Well, I know us women, we don't want to get big. And if you guys are listening, I know you may want to look a little bit bigger, but the main thing here is what? You want to be healthy. And we want to create that muscle. And definition is great if you can get to that point within your physical fitness. That's fantabulous. But ultimately, it's about health. Being able to have strong muscles, a great heart that what can pump the blood where it needs to go. So when I say 2x2 combo, for example, let's talk about burpees. That's a funny word. I don't know who would have ever named that. But I know when I do burpees, I feel like burping. If I'm doing it right and I do a little hop at the end, oh yeah, full out, it's on. And what it is you start out, you do a push-up. You hop up to your feet, you come up, jump high in the sky, come back down, go back down, push up, and repeat, okay? Now, if you think about that, how many muscles do you think you're using? Do you think you're including cardio in that also? Yes, you are. 2x2 combo. Let's say you do a lunge with a front kick. You can do a lunge. Okay, we all know what a lunge is, right? It looks like you're kneeling down to propose. Let's just say it that way, okay? 90 degree, though, on your leg that's bent up high. So you go down in the lunge, and then you come up in the leg that was behind you. You come forward with a front kick. And you don't let that leg that was behind you touch. It just goes all the way forward. Are you working muscles and cardio at the same time? Yes, you are. And you can even increase that by adding what? Weights. You can hold dumbbells in your hand. Kettlebells. There's different ways that you can weight it. Or you can just do your own body weight. You can use resistance bands. 2x2 combos. Multitask training. You're not just doing the one thing. You're trying to figure out to get the biggest bang for your buck. So those are some ideas. I want you to think about these. We could go on and on for this forever, but I want to just give you a few highlights. We will go into more depth into multitask training later, and I will highlight those specifically on another episode because literally we kind of need to take them piece by piece. One that you all may be familiar with is cross training. Cross training is a very good example of multitask training there. Okay. Number three, change it up. Once when you get your form, function, and focus, you get your 2x2 combos, guess what? You got to change it up. I told you before, your body is so intelligent. It's an intelligent creature, and which is awesome. But that means you have to kind of outsmart your smartness. Mm-hmm, you do. And you have to put a little extra thought into it. And so you need to change it up. Maybe you love riding bicycles, whether it's stationary or whether it's outside. I've got a lot of good friends who do both. And when you're going, let's just say, for example, stationary bike, that's great for a while. It works your cardio, doesn't it? And you can increase what? The resistance on it. You can make it harder. So when you pedal, you have to work harder. You can also do what? You can stand up. Okay. But guess what? If you've been doing that for over a year, your body's already outsmarted you. It's like, oh, this is getting a little too easy. So you got to change it up a little bit. What if you were to get some dumbbells and instead of leaning over and holding your arms down where you're in a 90 degree angle on your elbows and you're doing more like the race bicycle. Okay, you know what I'm talking about? And you're racing, and you're going as fast as you can. Instead, maybe sit up and work on your posture. Sit tall. Think about tucking under your actual what? Your hip flexors. Okay, tuck it under. Don't stick that bum out. That's not cute on the bicycle. And that hurts your lower back. You want to protect your lower back. So tuck it under and up. And then what? Let's do some overhead presses. Come on, you can do it. And you can up your weights. You can start with just cans. And if you've never lifted a weight before, then start with your own body weight. Do you know what? You're going to increase your heart rate 10 to 15 beats per minute just by doing that. And then what happens when you start to add weight? What are you working on? Specific muscle structures within your back, within your shoulders, within your arms. Go. Talk about multitask training. That's bonus. That's how you stay strong at any age. And that's where you want to be, strong at any age. So if you're up there and you're a grandma, I love you grandmas. And if you're up there in age and you're like, oh, I'm not sure. Well, guess what? Just use your own body weight. Don't overexert yourself. Start with your own body weight. And then you can begin to add weight slowly. When you build muscle, what? You're increasing what? Your bone density. Lifting, strength training is so important. Strong at any age. Take this little snippet here of multitask training and enhance your physical fitness in what you're doing. It's time to take your body to the next level. Because God's got big plans for you in 2017. Why wait until New Year's to start it out? Start today. Start right now. Okay, well, if you're driving, don't start right now. But if you are driving, squeeze your buttocks muscles right now. Yeah, squeeze them. Get them tight. Seriously. Talk about multitask training. Think about it. I know you're smiling at me and laughing, but it's important. You want to stay strong at any age that you are, because it's important for our health. It's important for what God has planned for you right now, today, and in the future. And I guarantee you, if you want to serve others more, it starts with you. It starts with your home, and your home is your body. Strong at any age. And if you're wondering, oh my gosh, I don't know, Christiane, you've said so much, you're kind of confusing me. There's just so many things to choose from. Can you help me? Yes, I can. Click on the link, take AIM. That will begin the conversation, and you and I can get on a call. It's free. There's no charge for it. And we can begin to get you in the right direction, because you do need to be strong at any age. Make it an incredible day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.